1039 The Fox, 821, 42 above. It is a Pink Friday. Playing Pink Floyd tracks throughout the morning. A Floyd track coming up here in a second. We talk with Craig Bailey, who's going to be dialing me up via Skype, the miracle of technology here in a second. Craig Bailey, he's the host of Floydian Slip. It's on The Fox every Saturday night at 11 p.m. 1 hour of Pink Floyd. There he is. Craig Bailey.
Hey, Sherman.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Yeah, you know what? I could be better. I got to be honest with you. Yep. And I think you're going to be disappointed as well.
Okay. Get me with it.
The Fox this week, actually the past couple of weeks, we've been kind of doing our takeoff of, you know, just with basketball brackets and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
And it was March Radness. Okay. Oh. And, well, it was the finals. And take a wild guess which band made it to the finals.
I'm guessing Pink Floyd did.
Very good. Pink Floyd and Zeppelin. Guess who didn't win by one vote?
Oh, come on.
One vote. One vote.
That's,
had I told you, Craig Bailey, it could have been tied.
Why didn't you tell me? I would have voted. I would have shouted it out to my people.
I know. Like, you should blame me. Blame me. I take full credit for it. So
next year, give me plenty of warning. we'll fix that for you.
I will. We got a year to plan this. Well, you know, I got thinking about everything and Floyd and just me failing as a human being in general. And, you know, their album, the one that came out in 87, A Momentary Lapse of Reason, the album with Learning to Fly, On the Turning Away, it was the first album without Waters. And, you know, I always heard this rumor, and maybe you can debunk it or tell me that it's true, that Roger always tried to stop them from touring under the name Pink Floyd. That was always the rumor. Was there any truth to that?
I'm not sure about touring, but I mean, I think the consensus is that he was unhappy with the fact that they were going to use the name at all. His feeling was that once he left the band, the Pink Floyd didn't exist anymore. The rest of the band didn't agree. And in the end, I think they kind of settled. I mean, I think it was like a lawsuit. And, you know, I'm pulling this out of my ear, but I mean, my memory is that there never really was a strict definition of what Pink Floyd was on paper. And I think what they found out when they were going through those negotiations was that if there wasn't ever any definition of Pink Floyd, then there can't ever be somebody suing the others for using the name. I don't know. I think they've sort of come to terms with it, though. Over the last couple of years, Roger seemed to have mellowed considerably over his unease with them using that name.
Yeah, well, and I even heard as far as when they had the pigs that would come out and fly around, that he even had a problem with that because it was his design.
Yes, it was his pig.
It was his.
Well, you know how they got around that, and I'm pulling this out of my ear as well, but I'm pretty certain of this. They put testicles on the pig.
I heard the same thing. That's why I'm like, okay, this is the guy to ask. I need to ask Craig
now
Bailey.
Why putting testicles on the pig would change it so significantly? I don't know. But apparently that was enough of a change so that they weren't ripping off Roger.
Yeah, so, you know, I apparently was happy. And I'm sure he was happy anyway because I'm sure he was making residuals every time.
Yeah, you know? I mean, you got to think of that as well, right? Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you got some Roger and post-Roger coming up this upcoming weekend for Floydian Slip. What do you got coming up on Saturday?
A little bit of everything. Actually, we're going to remember the beginning of the Division Bell Tour. It's been 20 years, if you can believe that. It was the 30th of March, 1994. They kicked it off in Miami. So the album that resulted is Pulse. So we're going to be featuring a few selections from Pulse and talking a little bit about the tour. And also, we have not very often we have guests on the show. There's a couple of guys at Princeton. These are PhD candidates, music composition geeks. I say that lovingly. Who are putting together the first ever Pink Floyd academic conference, if you can believe that,
really?
At Princeton. Not this weekend, but next. We're going to have them on the show and talk about that.
Outstanding. Well, Floydian Slip, it's this Saturday night at 11 p.m. right here on 103.9 The Fox. I will keep you abreast of any other competitions going on with Pink Floyd that this radio station is holding, Craig Bailey.
Please do.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, Craig.
Take it easy.
See you, bud.